My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, also on the Odyssey app. Let's not forget that. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. It's 7 a.m. That means it's time to hit the skins. It's skins hitting time on the Junks.
Sponsored too, Cakes.
It's always sponsored. It's a tentpole segment, JP. We know this.
Who am I supposed to read the sponsor for the?
Generally, yes.
I mean, you can.
I read it for.
Actually, oh, I'm getting mixed up.
Yeah,
getting mixed up with the EP. That's my bad. Hit the Skins brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now, like EB. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Maybe like me? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com or from Drab's office. Use promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
By the way, EB, I don't know if this is intentional. Your hat is askew. I don't know if you're trying to look cool with the hat kind of going to the side.
No, never. That just happens to me sometimes. It's not my thing.
Bickle's stressed out because he's got to drive to Richmond tomorrow. Doesn't know how much traffic there's going to be on 95
South. Well, I am curious.
South.
Is there going to be traffic at 11 a.m.?
I think there's traffic all hours of the day going down that road. But
it didn't look like it on the projection.
It won't be as bad as 3, but there'll be traffic.
When are you leaving?
11 a.m.
Today?
Tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Oh, I drove down to Richmond last Saturday at noon. There wasn't one minute of traffic.
What about Friday?
Yeah, it's also Friday. A holiday weekend.
It's a holiday weekend.
So I don't know. I feel like it might be bad.
That just depends on Rex.
Yeah. I mean, we'll do the easy lane, pay whatever crazy VIG they charge you for that. An easy pass, whatever the thing is. But anyway.
What time do you have to be there by?
It doesn't matter. They have a game. I don't know.
I don't know,
but I just know I have to pick them up at 11. Team's leaving at 11.
Gotcha.
You're either on the bus or you go with your parents.
The Easy Pass is a life leak for me because I get that bill every month, and I don't know why I open it, but I do, and I just look, and it's the smallest type ever, just entries on this page, front and back. Then I look at this page, front and back. Mm-hmm. This page, front and back.
Of all the times you use it?
Yeah, well, I use it. My wife uses it to go to work because it's gotta be easy.
I have no idea what our Easy Pass bill is. It's probably outrageous.
If you're driving up and down the East Coast,
that's $100 every time. And then when I drive to practice all the time, I mean, ours is probably outrageous.
Life leak.
Mine's probably $600 a month.
Mine's got to be in the thousands.
Mine's not that in that stratosphere. Yeah, but. It tilts me when I see all.
You know what? I'm
going to
text D and see if I can top you. I'm going to text D and see what
I'm just.
It is.
That's ballpark. I mean, I'd have to check my credit card, but it's definitely in that range.
Oh, mine's like 50.
Well, yeah, because you don't take the toll road. You don't have.
ICC is the only one that I use, and that's pretty cheap. Now, I don't use it every day.
I use the ICC every day too, just to go to.
My daughter lives in Arlington, but works in Tyson's 3 days a week.
Yeah.
So when she leaves Tyson's at 5 p.m. And takes the toll road into Arlington, she gets gouged.
Oh, yeah.
And who pays for that?
Her pops.
Yeah.
The stressed out guy.
All right. Hit the skins here. Obviously, we talked about it. Noah Brown, the big acquisition, the only acquisition that they made yesterday. We got a bunch of great audio I want to play just to keep Valdez ready. But I just want to just say, I think it helps the receiving corps bring in a veteran. He's had some productive seasons. Last year was kind of on a tear. There's Cakes mentioned the games where he was on fire.
He had three really, really good games last year.
But I'd say just be cautious because injuries curtailed him last year. Mm-hmm. They gave him $3 million contract, which means they expected him to come back. Mm-hmm. But because he was riddled with injuries again in the preseason, they decided to let him go and move on.
Yeah.
So you're not necessarily getting a guy that you can rely on to be there for 70 games. I hope he is. But he's already been hurt in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at some of the numbers, PFF had him at a 75 receiving grade, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
His yards after the catch are pretty strong. 222 yards after the catch last season out of his 567 receiving yards.
Yeah.
24 first downs.
I don't think he's a burner, but he's a physical guy.
He's a big guy, 6'2". Yeah. I was shocked to see how small Zacchaeus is. He's like 5'8", 190.
He's tiny. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why he kind of jumps out at you, because he's like a little jitterbug.
But he scoots.
So you bring some needed size to the wide receiver room with the Brown signing.
Of course, we talked about it also. I guess Fedarian Mathis wins the backup tackle battle with John Ridgeway.
Hey, they kept a Ron pick.
But Ridgeway also wins because he's traded to the Saints, and I think DQ even said, or maybe AP, that he thinks it might even be a bit better fit there for Ridgeway. So, good luck to him. I thought he made a few plays here while he was here, even though he was a backup. I'll go through the practice squad after, but let's play some audio. First of all, let's get Dan, Coach Quinn, talking about how cool it is to see the puzzle come together.
Adam and I, we talked a lot about the weight of this week, it's nothing compared to, honestly, what a player feels, but we bring this up.
There's an audio issue there.
What's going on? That's weird. Unless my hearing really felt it, I couldn't hear that.
It's playing over on your side, but not enough for us.
Just give me one second.
No, all good. What's going on. I don't like puzzle references, by the way, because I don't like jigsaw puzzles. Puzzles confound me. I don't understand the attraction.
All right, I'll go through my wife loves puzzles. I'll go through the practice squad. I don't think there were really too many surprises. The one that jumps out at me was Chris Rodriguez, because most people just said he was just getting back of the practice reps, like wasn't featured at all.
They kept a couple of running backs.
Yeah, so they...
I mean, they termed Kaz Allen as a running back on the practice squad.
Right, so they brought back Kaz Allen. He's a guy that just want to move all over the place if he can hold on to the football. He has potential for explosive plays, just didn't really happen in the preseason. I'm going to try to pronounce his name, Jagosi Anusium, the corner. They re-signed him. Guard Julian Good-Jones, quarterback Sam Hartman, Andre Jones Jr., defensive tackle Haggai Dubuzi, Chris Rodriguez, Mitchell Tinsley, Bryson Tremaine, the two receivers, Cole Turner brought back. That's good for him.
The practice squad is massive now.
It could be up to 16. Defensive end Carlos Watkins and running back Michael Wiley. Some people thought Wiley would have ended up on the regular roster. Now, again, a lot of these guys are going to get opportunities. It's kind of shocking as the season and the injuries pile up. They do call up these guys. So
I was
stay ready, stay vigilant.
I was driving around with my son yesterday, and we were kind of amazed at how worked up Grant and Danny were that Washington didn't put in any claims, because we did spend time saying, oh, wow, they got the number two pick,
right,
or whatever you call it. They're the second crack at waivers, and they didn't go after anybody. I mean,
Ultimately, they signed Noah Brown, but they didn't claim him off the waiver process.
Right.
Yeah, I listened to the same segment, and if I had the hotline, I would have called in too, because we're working on the margins here.
Absolutely.
And these guys have been in... These guys, they've worked with him for 6-8 weeks and some much longer than that.
And
they know what they're getting.
I trust Adam Peters.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he knows what he's doing.
He's got
a plan. I do raise an eyebrow if he was big on Trey Lance. That is the one big thing. I still didn't know how involved he was and how much he loved Trey
You're
Lance.
Hoping he didn't like him, but he was overruled.
I love Trey Lance, but I'm a dog who just talks into the microphone. I don't have any
but
NFL
Kicks, there's
personnel
not one
jobs.
GM ever in the history of any sport that hits on 100% of their picks.
I'd never said that there was. Yeah. I know that it's an inexact
science.
They
botched that.
I completely understand.
Hey, he's still in the league.
Barely.
For now.
Yeah.
He did lead the preseason in total passing yards and total
led
rushing
the
yards.
Preseason in interceptions.
Boy,
too.
Definitely led the league in interceptions.
But in that same draft, they took DeMondre Lenore, who's a starting corner.
Right.
They got him in the fifth round, and they took Hufanga's stud safety in the sixth round.
And they also found Purdy.
Yeah.
At the end.
In 2021.
Right.
But, 2022. Draft. That's a different draft. Talking about the Trey Lance draft. So he's hit on some late pick drafts.
I'm just not going to boohoo about missing out on Gristle that you had to the practice squad.
Well, I think that you can.
He doesn't feel they're good enough.
Yeah, right. And I defer to him. I know that the guys were upset because other teams like Carolina picked up six. Another team maybe picked up, maybe did Houston pick up a bunch? I can't remember the other team. But a couple teams picked up quite a few. But, I kind of actually think it sends an okay signal that, hey, we're working with you. We believe in you.
Yeah.
And, we've coached these guys up. If you're bringing guys in on the margins that you don't even know, they might not, there's a reason why they're letting them go.
Right.
I just didn't have a problem with it.
I just don't get worked up. For example, let's just say the quarterback position. They have Sam Hartman on the practice squad. They have three quarterbacks ahead of that fourth guy. Theoretically, there's probably a quarterback on the waiver wire who's better than Sam Hartman. But what does it matter? Like, there's no reason to get worked up over the guy who's never going to be on the field.
I tend to agree.
It's why I don't get worked up about the seventh receiver, which we tend to talk about every
Sam
season. Who's going to make
it? Probably never take one real meaningful snap in the NFL. Odds are, if he's a practice squad guy at this point.
Only for injury.
Like, it's not worth getting your blood pressure ramped up over, like you
like
with
I
your
am.
Travel.
Yeah.
And all of your million
but I,
fantasy
listen,
leagues.
I'll disagree in this sense. Like, I do think there is such a thing as developing players. I do think you can call guys up from the practice squad that can have an impact and win a couple games for you, and then maybe eventually in a couple of years have a significant role. I mean, it happens all the time.
It happens.
But I don't think that necessarily just picking somebody up that's cut on, the final cutdown day is going to do much. But
good teams can develop players.
Yeah,
and they may not get something out of them the first year they're within the system, but second, third, fourth year that they're there.
Lots of guys have developed through the practice squad. It's not just a throwaway.
But look what the Ravens did with Geno Stone. The guy was a seventh round pick, stashed on the practice squad the first couple of years, finally started getting playing time, then all of a sudden was first or second in interceptions in the league. And they couldn't afford a second contract. He goes to the Bengals, but they developed him. They developed a seventh round safety out of Iowa.
Yeah, the practice squad to me is not an afterthought because I know they use a lot of the guys. But I also wasn't upset that they didn't pick up somebody because I just trust them. I mean, it's not like they went out to lunch and they weren't scanning the wire. It's not like they fell asleep.
I think a lot of Commanders fans are stuck in the mindset. And this is all Ron's fault and the Marty's fault of drafting a player. And if they're not an instant success, then, that's just what they are. Let's throw them aside. We got to find someone better. Instead of saying, if it's not an instant success, maybe let's find a role for this player. Let's try and make this player better throughout the couple years that he's in our system and then go from there.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I trust the guys until proven otherwise. Some people I thought had the perception that the guys just took a vacation or something.
They forgot to look the afternoon off.
Yeah, they forgot to look. Yeah.
I just feel like if you pick up, let's say you pick up a wide receiver from another practice squad, they're behind your receivers because the guys who they have on the practice squad have been practicing with this team for a while, what Valdez is talking about, the development process.
You have to be somewhat markedly better to be worth
cutting
somebody. It's just, I didn't have a big problem. All right, here we go. Here's AP I guess everyone's just going to call him AP now, on the Commanders making no waiver claims.
What I think that's reflective of, John, is more, one, I want to thank our pro staff, our pro scouting staff. They scoured preseason tape for hours and hours and hours and really got together and gave us a lot of really good candidates to bring in and to bring up and made tapes, had our coaches watch them and all that. But in the end, I think it really speaks to the guys we have in this building and looking through the waiver wire and being really happy with the guys that we have. And we thought, you know, you compare them to the guys that you have and the guys that are out there. And we thought, you know, the guys that we have in the building we're really happy with. So at this point, we didn't make any waiver claims, and we had the number two waiver claim. We still have the number two waiver claim, so, and we'll have that for the first 3 weeks at least, and hopefully no longer than that. And we'll keep doing that until we're always going to do what's best for the team and how to make our team better. So we didn't see that in this round, but it could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be weeks from now.
Now, sort of after this, or while this was all going on, I think they were negotiating the see, that was the other part of it, too. I don't think they necessarily wanted to cut a guy that they could get value for still, and they were working on trading Ridgeway, because they could have just picked up Brown off waivers, but they waited till they got a trade for Ridgeway, created a roster spot, and then, you know, didn't have to necessarily cut somebody and get nothing in return. Let's play Dan, DQ, where he talks about building a team, not just collecting talent.
I think the first part is the team. You know, like, there's one thing about collecting talent, there's another thing about developing the team. I think one of the things I admire about Adam is he has a fully, you know, strong grasp of that, of the team concept and finding the best pieces that fit together. And that's our job, to help feature certain players, what they can do, what roles we put them in. And so that, to me, is kind of the secret sauce of it, and one that, you know, didn't take long to visit with Adam about, that he had, you know, the same strong feelings about something like that as well.
I think a great example might be like Kadarius Toney. Like, that guy's a talented football player, but he's got some off-field issues. I'm not sure he even fits the mold in terms of, I mean, is he a crazy aggressive blocker? And you know what I mean?
Probably not. Yeah, he's a splashy name that's had a few like high impact moments, but overall, he's a hard. It's hard for him to stay on the field.
I think a previous regime here might have picked up a Toney because he does have like eye popping talent at times.
Right.
Let's go one more clip here. Let's go to where Adam talks about, because everyone's worried about the weapons around Jaden. Now, mind you, this is before they completed the deal with Brown. But anyway, here you go.
Yeah, we really like those guys, Sam, and that's why we felt we were comfortable with making the moves we made. And the guys that we have now are getting better and better each week, and not just the receiver room, but then you have two, really three running backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield, and one who's a specialist at it, and Brian Robinson, I think, is underrated at that. And then Jeremy McNichols is a jack of all trades. And then you got the tight end room, where we got four really good tight ends on the roster and another, a fifth one on the practice squad that can all catch the ball. So that group of eligible receivers, we think, is really good and have gelled really well with Jaden.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
So that was Adam Peters talking about the Commanders wideout room with an addition with Noah Brown, who is the newest member of your Commanders. Don't forget, coming up later on the show, just in about 40 minutes, Dave Richard, CBSSports.com fantasy football expert, he'll join us. And later in the show at 8:40, Armin Katayan, co-author of a new book, The Prize, What It Takes to Win in College Football's Era of Chaos. He will join us at 8:40, so don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.